Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a best ever listener, you'll get a best ever discount. Mention best ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product. Hi there, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today is another episode of Skill Set Sunday. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about the importance of goal setting. And specifically, not the importance. Let me take that back. We're not going to focus on the importance because I'm going to assume that you already understand that it's important to set goals. And there are many reference points for us to look at in order to verify that it is important to set the goals. So today, what I'd like to talk about is not the importance, but rather the step-by-step approach that I personally have found effective. Because whenever I talk about stuff and I have an opinion on things, it's from my own personal experience. I won't talk about things that I don't have personal experience doing unless I give that disclaimer. And I know from a personal standpoint, goal setting has helped me accomplish things that I initially didn't think were possible. And there's a three-step process to goal setting. And one of the reference points that I was looking at whenever I was doing research for this episode was actually something that Michael Jordan wrote in his book called I Can't Accept Not Trying, Michael Jordan on the Pursuit of Excellence. And he really approaches it from an interesting standpoint where he takes it from a step-by-step process, a gradual increase in productivity on an ongoing basis. And then what that does is whenever he looks back 10 days later, if he's increasing his productivity step-by-step every day, then 10 days later, he's 10 times as better as he was whenever he first started. One of the quotes that I found really interesting, I'm just going to go ahead and read it to you. Here it is. This is Michael Jordan in his book called I Can't Accept Not Trying, Michael Jordan, The Pursuit of Excellence. Here it is. I approach everything step by step. I had always set short-term goals. As I look back, each one of the steps or successes led to the next one. When I got cut from the varsity team as a sophomore in high school, I learned something. I knew I never wanted to feel that bad again, so I set the goal of becoming a starter on the varsity. That's what I focused on all summer. When I worked on my game, that's what I thought about. When it happened, I set another goal, a reasonable, manageable goal that I could realistically achieve if I worked hard enough. I guess I approached it with the end in mind. I knew exactly where I wanted to go, and I focused on getting there. As I reached those goals, they built on one another. I gained a little confidence every time I came through. Okay, so now it's me again, Joe talking. He approaches it from an incremental standpoint, and every previous thing that he accomplishes builds on the next one. Whenever he first set out in, you know, basketball, he didn't think about achieving national and NBA championships. He thought about getting better incrementally. So when we talk about the three-step process that I've personally learned and that looks like Michael Jordan certainly would champion, it's as follows. First, set a long-term goal and goals for what you want to accomplish. And the best way to do that, at least from what I've come across, is to have a vision board. And if you are unfamiliar with vision boards, just Google vision board and you'll see. Basically, you just take a lot of images from either magazines where you physically cut out the images and put them on a piece of paper that you want, that represent what you want to accomplish. Or what I do is I take a PowerPoint slide, grab images off the internet, and then just crop them into one slide, make a PDF of that slide, and then I've got that as an image. I save as an image. And what that does is that is my long-term goal document, goal board that I look at, and it keeps me focused on what's my long-term plan. Now, I take it a step a little bit more granular, and I do monthly goal setting. And with monthly goals, what I do is I actually have a whiteboard wallpaper decal sticker. You can Google that. You can buy it on Amazon. It's like $12. And I write what my monthly goals are a day before the month starts. And I have, you know, six different sections, sometimes five, sometimes four, sometimes seven, of different categories of goals that I want to accomplish. And I want to make sure that they're as visual and as quantifiable as possible. So, for example, if my goal is to get a development deal under contract, which actually is the goal for this month, then what I'll do is I'll have development deal under contract, and I'll have just a box. And I either check it, which means I got it under contract, or I don't check it, which means obviously I didn't get it under contract. Then I'll have, you know, get X amount of people as interview guests for the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. And then I'll have a thermometer of 0 to 10, and those, as I book people, that thermometer will fill up. That way I can constantly track the progress throughout the month on the whiteboard that's front and center in my office. Another thing that I do is I read a book a month. So I'll have the book name, and then I'll simply have a box and check it off. So whenever you are able to check the monthly goals, then you're looking at, from a long-term standpoint, you've got the vision board, which is your annual goals. And then on a monthly basis, you have the goals that you're tracking that tie into the vision board and will ultimately lead you to that destination. And then we do weekly goals. And on weekly goals, on a Sunday, what I do is I write out all the different things I want to accomplish for that week. And as I'm doing that, I reference, obviously, the monthly goals. So I want to see, okay, based on this month, what am I looking to accomplish? And what do I want to focus on this month or this week in order to accomplish whatever that particular thing is that I've already identified for the month? And then on a daily basis, what I do is I simply do write out the to-do list the night before, and that ties into the weekly. So see how it all ties together from the big picture. We've got the vision of, you know, what we want to accomplish for the year. Then on a monthly basis, we've got a whiteboard in our office, in our room, wherever, and that's tracking on a monthly basis. And by the way, it's a beautiful thing to see at the end of the month, because you're going to have it all marked up, and it will show you how you're tracking. And a 2.0 tip is to take a picture of that at the end of every month, and you can see how you've progressed along the way. And then on a weekly basis, simply fill out your goals for that week, write it on a piece of paper, put it in your phone, whatever's best for you. And then the daily basis will actually be able to be dictated by everything that I've already mentioned, because it's all tying together. One of the quotes from Michael Jordan whenever I was doing that research for the show that really stood out to me was something he said, and I'll just go ahead and read it. If your goal is to become a doctor and you're getting C's in biology, then the first thing you have to do is to get B's in biology and then A's. You have to perfect the first step and then move on to chemistry or physics. So I think what Michael Jordan's really saying is it's so easy for us to get caught up in, hey, I want to win a championship. Hey, I want, you know, $1 million. I want a relationship that is fulfilling. But when we drill down and we backwards engineer, then we become more effective at actually reaching $1 million or the, having the relationship with the person that we want, because we start taking concrete small steps towards its attainment. And that's what it really boils down to, taking those small concrete steps. So I hope this was helpful. It has been tremendously helpful for me to structure my goals this way. I can tell you that I created my vision board almost this time last year for the year, and I'm closing in on about 3 or 4 of the items that I put on the vision board, and a couple of them I had really no business of achieving. So specifically the development deal, where I previously had no development experience in multifamily, and now I'm closing in on putting an off-market development deal, very large development deal, under contract. I'm in the process of getting approved for a TED Talk. That was another thing on my vision board. I have a yellow construction hat on my vision board, and that is going, obviously ties into construction. And then the other one on my vision board that I'm getting very close, actually I have accomplished, is I have a bookshelf image of all these different books, and my goal was to read a book a month, and I've actually shattered that, where I'm averaging about 2 to 3 books a month that I'm reading. And for some of them are a direct result of doing this show, because our best ever listeners give great book recommendations. I've just been gobbling them up. So I hope this was helpful to, you know, structure your goals from a long-term standpoint with the vision board, a monthly standpoint with the whiteboard, a weekly standpoint, and a daily standpoint. And I thought this was super relevant to have a conversation about right now, knowing that people typically make their goals at the beginning of the year for New Year's, even though we probably shouldn't. We should probably be continually revising them and making them on an ongoing basis. But either way, as long as we start the process, it doesn't matter when we start. It's just a matter of actually doing it. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.